tweets last night. Twitter exploded when it was discovered that Jerry was there, and I posted the video of him walking down the red carpet last night. It's just so confusing. So to explain, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, man.
Morning. So can you tell us what you were doing at the Oscars? Good morning. What you were doing at the Oscars?
Well, I will. It was not originally my choice. Jean, my wife, she insisted that I get her out of the house. She had had it up to here with Stephen and Jerry leaving their toys all over the house and packing their lunches and brokering their fights over who gets a top bunk. And
haven't they been out of the house for like 20 years?
You know, cleaning up after another bathroom accident. So she's just tired of them kids. And so she turned to me and she said, Jerry, I need a break from these kids. And I said, Gene, you take a break every day at 4:30 when you start in on that evening's box of wine. And she slapped my face so hard that my stitches came loose.
Oh, my gosh.
And half my face was hanging there like a Shar-Pei dog.
That's awful.
It was. And I said, Gene, you've given me one beautiful child and a couple others. And you've been patient with me when I drank myself under the table for 2,714 nights straight. You put up with uncertain sentence structure for 50 years. And what can I do for you? She said, Jerry, I want to go to the Oscars. Mm. So
that was a present for your wife.
A present for Jean. And she said, I want to get out there to L.A. I want to see the telecast. And I want one of those indecent proposal deals with Bruce Dern. And I said, done. So we got out there, and we were hanging with Brad Pitts and Tom Hanks. And we were hanging out with that Barkhad Abdi, the whatever from Captain Phillips.
Yeah, he was up for Best Supporting Actor.
Right, right. I'll tell you what, I couldn't stop staring at his teeth. And he couldn't stop staring at mine. So, but we had a big time. I thought that lesbian did a good job up there with hosting.
Ellen.
I think you just call her Ellen would probably be a better thing.
And it was a magical evening. And so I got pretty tanked up there during the ceremony because they had the open bar happening there.
Yeah.
And had to take about 5, 6, 7, 8, I can't even count how many phone calls I took from Monty. Once again saying, hey, we're here. The kids are fighting. Where's Jerry Jr.'s parka?
Monty was babysitting?
He was babysitting back in Dallas.
I guess he doesn't have anything to do now with the defense. Yeah. So.
No, I promoted him to head babysitter. So I had to take his phone calls, but it was a magical evening. Get through the ceremony, and then it was back to the hotel to watch the whole Gene Bruce Dern thing happen.
Oh, God.
Come on now.
Don't say that.
I tell you, it was painful, too, because that Bruce Dern, he's so decrepit that halfway through the act, his arm fell off.
All right.
Just completely fell off.
They're just making stuff up now.
But I think Gene had a good time of it. I did. Now we're back in Dallas.
You didn't run into any other NFL GMs out there, did you?
No, oddly enough, I didn't. I don't know where they all were or what they were doing, but I was like, hey, it's the Oscars. It's our job to be out here scouting for talent. And by talent, I mean hot ass. Good morning.
Morning. All right, there goes Jerry. He was at the Oscars last night. 8:49 here on the Ticket.